Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 27 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this journey to raise your productivity to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 488. Today, Robert asks, how should one decide whether to self-publish or seek work with a more traditional publisher if not particularly wedded to one approach? Is it a matter of the manuscript, reader, age, genre, how mainstream the content is, or should other factors be the driver?
Well, Robert, this is really a matter of religious conviction these days. But here's mine. When you're creating something, you're generating intellectual property that will outlast you by a matter of decades. So the considerations over whether you should go one particular publishing path or another should be dominated by the long-term strategy over how that work is going to be exploited, marketed, and otherwise capitalized upon over the life of the copyright. If you're going to be dispensing with your copyright in such a way that you're not going to benefit from it over the long term, it's worth thinking about whether you would rather seed it into the public domain or license it in a way that other people can exploit it so that the story and dream lives on, as opposed to taking a small lump sum payment from a corporation that can then use it as tax deductions on your books forever. Because if you do the open license, you at least, as in any way other than ceding it to the public domain, you can at least depreciate it on your own books, depending on the tax laws in your country. I have no reason to avoid large publishers other than the fact that at the moment they're not paying anything and they're trying to grab everything. I know too many friends who have lost access to their, up to this point, life's work. Not that they're not making money off it in terms of royalties or whatnot, but they've been shut out of their universes in one respect or another, or many or all, because they felt that they had to sign with a traditional publisher in order to preserve their legitimacy and their audience. This has happened to 5 friends of mine to different extents, and it's a bloody tragedy. It really bums me out. Because these are universes that they no longer control. They may control pieces of them, but they don't control the universe as a whole anymore. None of them, well, one of them has sold out completely, which is another thing entirely. Didn't get paid very well for it either. But the other 4 of them, they made deals that made sense to them. They're still making money off them. They'll still make money off them for the life of the copyright and that sort of thing. But they have lost a significant degree of control over their property, and they're not going to get it back. They've sold it. That kind of deal might be worth it to you. It might not. It depends on the terms of the deal, whether it would be worth it to me or not. But I would be highly biased against doing that sort of thing because of the opportunity cost. I don't know what's going to happen with distribution or the market or any other sorts of exploitation opportunities in the next 20 to 50 years that I'm still alive. So I don't want to jettison my ability to adapt to new market conditions and exploit new opportunities as they arise. I'd like to be able to move onward and upward. Now, of course, I'm also taking a risk that I will never be able to properly exploit the titles over the life of the copyright in such a way that will generate more cash for me than might have been offered me in a book contract 5 or 10 years ago. That's a significant risk, but 5 or 10 years ago is not what we're talking about. We're talking about now. What you got to do is you got to weigh what you're getting against what you're giving up. It's a hard thing to do because what you're giving up is a diffuse good over a long term, and what you're getting is a concentrated good at this time. But my advice would be to look at it dispassionately. Make a realistic guess as to what that diffuse over the long term is likely to add up to if you do with it what you're doing now, and see if it in any way stacks up to what you're being offered. If it doesn't, I'd think twice about going with a traditional publisher at the moment. Now, if you're being offered a limited deal, if you're being offered like a collector's edition publication or serialization in a magazine or something like that, where they're not grabbing all the rights to the story in the universe or just even to that book or to all books in that universe, and to your ability to write more volumes that compete with whatever they're publishing in the future, hey, then I might be willing to take a look at that kind of thing. Limited deals, which are still, as far as I know, de rigueur in Europe, where they license book printings for time-limited durations and that sort of thing, those kinds of deals can be really good, and I wouldn't think twice, in theory, about doing that kind of deal. Of course, the specifics would make all the difference. But by the same token, what American publishers are doing right now, and British publishers, if what I'm hearing is correct, I wouldn't go near them with a 10-foot pole right now. They're vacuuming up everything they can get because even properties that they never exploit are very advantageous for them to have on the books for their depreciation value and for the boosting of the bottom line in their asset table and their stock price, which is the thing that they're really worried about because that's the business model that they're functioning on at the moment. As long as that business model obtains, I don't see how it's going to be possible for a good or even a decent deal out of these companies to be the rule of the day for the small creator. That may change, and when it does, my analysis will change. But at the moment, that's my opinion and also the criteria by which I'm using to form it, so you can pick it apart at your leisure. Now, at the moment, with some things, you still do get a much greater market penetration with much less effort on your part if you go a traditional publishing route, particularly for high-profile nonfiction books. Doesn't mean you can't make a high-profile nonfiction book from a small publisher or an indie publisher, because you certainly can, but you don't have the machinery in place to create that kind of a situation in the same way that the big guys do. So you're in for a lot more work and maybe a lot more capital investment. So if you're writing high-profile nonfiction books, that might be one of the places where the deals are still good enough that it's worth selling out in a major way. And I'm not using selling out as a morally negative term. I'm using it purely descriptive. You're selling your rights out to the publishing company that you're licensing to. There are situations in which that is an excellent deal. I don't see that being a good deal for fiction right now, at least not on the whole. For nonfiction, from what I understand, it still can be, though they're starting to tighten the screws there too, so we'll see. But caveat vendor when dealing with any large corporation or indeed any small corporation that's looking to license your stuff. Be very careful about what you sign and always have a lawyer look at it. And if you're going to exploit something yourself, figure out how you're going to do it so that you can really get a good bang for your buck and a good return on your time, at least as best as you can predict in a marketplace that is dominated so thoroughly by network effects and other kinds of luck. Thank you very much for the question, and I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2018 by J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2018 Artistic Whispers Productions. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License, and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.